Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
There is no greater moment in Seattle soccer history than this moment right now.
Coming to you live from the Elliott Avenue studios of Sports Radio 950 KJR. This is Sounders Weekly with your host, Jackson Feltz.
Good evening. Welcome into Sounders Weekly. Jackson Feltz here. Great to have you with us here on this Tuesday night. A lot of stuff to cover here over the next hour here on Sounders Weekly on your radio home for the Rave Green, Sports Radio 950 KJR. In a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Garth Lagerway. And at the bottom of the hour, Alex Roldan, Seattle Sounders midfielder, will join us. There are reports that he will be joining El Salvador coming up for international duty with their national team. We'll get an answer from him on that. And then to end the show, Bill Riley, the voice of Real Salt Lake, he's going to join us around 7:45 tonight to preview tomorrow's match for the Sounders against RSL up at Lumen Field. So we have a lot to cover. Also, Andrew Harvey, 60 seconds in the South Sound. OL Rain is, I think, about to kick off if they haven't already kicked off right now. So a lot of stuff here coming up on the show from Garth, Alex, Andrew, and Bill. But we start tonight by talking about the Seattle Sounders' last game. And this was Saturday night down in Los Angeles. All you needed to do was look at the roster to know that it was fairly thin. We're still dealing, of course, with the injuries to Nicholas Ladero, Stephen Fry. You heard Garth's statements last week that there is no timeline and there isn't going to be a timeline for a while on either of those two guys. Josh Atencio still out. He was not able to make the 18, or I should say the 20 as it is now with the expanded substitutes. So no Josh Atencio. And then in addition to all of that, you look at the bench and they have to really, really stretch this thing. A.B. Sissoko gets his first career start. We talked about him with Garth here in recent weeks, the recent signing from Tacoma, the young French center back. He slides in for Nuhu because that's the other injury note. Nuhu had an injury there. It was a left adductor strain. So that's one update we certainly want to get from Garth Lagerway here momentarily when we have him on. How bad is this adductor strain for Nuhu? But as it is, A.B. Sissoko slides into the starting lineup at that left center back spot. And really, for his first MLS start, I thought he did really, really well. I thought A.B. Sissoko stepped up when he needed to. He made a few really nice tackles. Obviously, he was getting some cramps later in the game, so that played a role in terms of him coming off. But overall, you look at the whole picture, I thought A.B. Sissoko did really well and gave Brian Schmetzer the confidence to say, okay, while Javier Arriaga is still with Ecuador at Copa America, I have a guy in A.B. Sissoko that I can rely on to throw in there and give us, you know, whether it's 80 minutes or maybe even 90 minutes once he gets up to full fitness. A.B. Sissoko now is a guy that Brian Schmetzer can rely on, and that was a really, really important part to come out of the game. It's a 2-1 win, obviously, and Yaimar Gomez Andrade, he scores a goal in the 41st minute. It's a corner that he's able to head in, and then right after halftime, you have Yaimar back heel a pass to Raul, who's able to kind of finagle and poke it into the goal. That gives the Sounders a 2-1 lead. And for the last 41 plus 7 minutes of stoppage of that match, we really saw a tough, gritty, really gritty performance. There's no other better way to say it. The Sounders had to really, you know, lock down defensively. You saw Brad Smith end up playing his left center back once Sissoko has to come out. Shane O'Neill put in a good shift. Overall, this Sounder team had to lock down because they're stretched so thin. There really wasn't anybody on the bench you could throw in there as a defensive sub, so they had to play excellent defense. And this is a team, by the way, that's still at 6-0-3 now, which is, again, atop the Western Conference, have a 4-point cushion over SKC. Thank you, by the way, to the Portland Timbers for beating SKC and keeping the Sounders with that 4-point cushion. They have a point lead in the Supporters Shield standings over New England in the Eastern Conference. So 6-0-3, top of everything for the Seattle Sounders. And on top of that, have still not given up a goal in the run of play. LA's lone goal came on a penalty kick. Chicharito fouled in the box, whether you want to say it's right or wrong. Chicharito, nonetheless, is hip-checked basically in the box there from Joao Paulo. And certainly, I think we can say that there was a little bit of embellishment. But, you know, if a guy's going down like that in the box, it's going to be called a PK. It's always going to be called a PK. So they looked at it. They held it up. Sasa Kljestan with the penalty kick. That gave the LA Galaxy a 1-0 lead there. And what was that? About the 19th minute before the Sounders score there in the 41st and 49th. But still, it was on a penalty kick. So the stat remains. 9 games. 6 wins, 3 draws, no losses, 4 goals overall conceded in these 9 games, which is ridiculous in of itself, but 0, Z-E-R-O, goals allowed in the run of play through 9 games. One of the most ridiculous statistics you will ever see. So, ultimately, listen, you get 2 goals, the defense is able to lock down, playing a whole bunch of people out of position, and Jimmy Madronda, I thought, had a really, really good game off the bench. That was kind of the one sort of defensive sub that Brian Schmetzer had, and he worked out great, but overall, an outstanding, gritty performance from all of that team defensively in the final 41 plus 7 minutes to hold LA to nothing there in that second half. They win, and the Sounders move on now to face RSL tomorrow. We'll preview that match with Bill Riley a little bit later on in the show. But joining us right now to talk about that win and a lot more is the Sounders general manager and president of soccer, Garth Lagerwey. Good evening, Garth. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right, Jackson. How are you?
I'm doing great, Garth. It's a beautiful day here in Seattle. Let's start the interview today, and we have a bunch to get to, including the new lower division league here coming to MLS. But let's start by talking about that win over Los Angeles on Saturday. I just called it such a gritty performance. I think that probably is the best word when you look at that second half. What were your impressions of a very impressive win down on the road?
The overriding thing for me, Jackson, is that the guys like each other and they fight for each other. A game like that, I just want to tip my hat to our players. They show up every day. There aren't down days. There aren't off days. It doesn't matter who's hurt or who's called up or where we're playing. Everybody gives everything they have every moment. And it showed again in LA. And it's just a really fun group to be around because the guys genuinely like each other, and that goes a long way toward our success.
It absolutely does. And one of the guys who was a key part of the success in this match, A.B. Sissoko, he has to come in there with Nuhu's left adductor strain and gets his first MLS start. I wanted to get your impressions because it's a guy that we've spoken about for a couple weeks now in A.B. Sissoko. Your impressions of the young French center back?
I thought he was really solid. It was really good. And for me, the overarching theme is that, he's the third guy from the development system to come in and give a solid performance or performances already this year. Josh Atencio, Danny Leyva, A.B. Sissoko, and we need these guys. And A.B. got his opportunity in a tough game on the road against the league-leading scorer in Chicharito, and he stepped up and he got it done. And that was really impressive. And it's a credit to Henry Bronner and Wade Weber. And our development staff and some guys like John Hutchinson and Chris Little and Mark Nichols, who have been working with these kids for a long time. And even, going back, to Sean Henderson and some of the other guys that have been in this development pipeline, because it takes years to develop these kids. And, we're starting to see successes with them, and that's really fun.
Well, A.B. Sissoko was very, very impressive in that first start. But Garth Lagerwey is with us, Sounders general manager and president of soccer. And Garth, now it's time to get to the big news of the week. And this is something that we're going to talk a lot about here right now. And that is the MLS announcing the launch of a new lower division league in 2022 that will, and I'll kind of just read straight from the press release here, it will complete the player pathway from the youth development platform MLS Next to the professional ranks. And release goes on to state how exciting this will be, and it will be exciting. So we can talk a lot about the league here coming up and the intricacies of it, but before we get to that, let's just start with the big question that everybody is asking when they saw this news on social media yesterday. Will Tacoma Defiance, your USL Championship team, be leaving USL Championship for that new lower division league that MLS announced?
I think that we will, Jackson. What's really been happening in this space, and the press release speaks for itself on a lot of these, but we didn't have a complete pathway. And when the Development Academy that was run by U.S. Soccer, you know, was shut down and MLS stepped into that space of MLS Next, you know, we had really been clamoring on the technical side to really have one coherent pathway from development all the way through to the first team. And in that middle space, you know, you had teams in the USL, you had teams in USL One, you had clubs that didn't have teams, and you had, you know, just were kind of all over the map. So I'm really excited about this new venture and to try to unite the tribes, so to speak, in a common purpose. One of the biggest cost items for us is travel. And, you know, we anticipate that there's going to be a robust presence in the Pacific Northwest in this league, and that's going to hopefully help some of our travel costs come down. But perhaps more importantly, then, I think it really gives a coherent structure from a recruitment perspective as well, where kids aren't confused. They, you know, they don't think, "Hey, am I going to start in the academy? And then what happens after that? And then how do I get to the Sounders?" And I think it really clarifies that pathway for us. And I'm excited. And you know, look, we anticipate keeping Tacoma Defiance. I think it's more than likely that we continue what's been a really successful partnership with the Rainiers and continue to play out of Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. And so I don't think it actually changes that much for us, other than I think we get a better recruitment structure. It's clear for every kid in America age 14 up what the pathway is to the Sounders and the MLS teams. And I'm really hopeful that over 3, 4, 5 years, as the league builds up, you will get every kid in America on one of these, you know, all the best talents on one of these development teams, on one of these lower division MLS teams, fight their way for opportunities in MLS.
Well, there's a lot there, and let's first start with the fact that you just said that you would like to keep the team in Tacoma with Cheney Stadium, keep that Rainiers partnership. So if the Tacoma Defiance team is now kind of back under the Sounders umbrella in the sense of it's kind of, I guess where I'm kind of wondering is, how does this effectively now complete the ladder where Defiance is now kind of under the Sounders umbrella as opposed to necessarily fully ingrained as their own club? Talk a little bit about, you know, how exactly this links up that ladder together from the academy to the first team in terms of maybe the business side and in terms of how this allows players to now not just take a look and say it is Academy to Defiance to Sounders, but now able to say rung one to rung two to rung three to the top of the ladder.
Yeah, and it's a good question, Jackson. And, you know, we don't have all the details sorted yet, but I honestly don't think anything changes in the day-to-day operation. Again, we have had a great experience in Tacoma. We've had a great partnership with the Rainiers. We're very happy to continue with that. We're really happy with Tacoma Defiance. And so I think what you're doing is, again, when you're talking to families, when you're talking to parents of kids all over the country, it just helps clarify for them. Like I like the way you said it, rung one to rung two to rung three, rung three being the Sounders, and how do I climb that ladder? And, you know, you're playing in an MLS league all the way up. And if you want to be a pro in this country, you join the MLS system. And I think that's and keep in mind, like that's really specialized, right? Like there are plenty other pay to play youth clubs that develop kids for college, as an example, right? So that there's not a right and a wrong, there's not a good and a bad. There's just, you know, we want to develop more and better young professional players, and we feel like this is the best way to do that.
Let's go into that. The best way to do that. So, what does this league offer that the USL Championship didn't necessarily offer?
Well, and again, I think it's important to specify that. You know, there will be independent teams in this league, mm-hmm. right? That's the goal. So this is not an MLS purist. It's not a reserve league. It's not a youth league. You know, it will be something that is open to everybody. And we're going to do everything we can to try to make, to create the highest level of competition possible. And look, the other thing that this opens is because it's now an MLS entity, we have the ability to organize even international competitions. Mm. So we, you know, as part of, you know, we've seen the growing partnership between Liga MX and MLS, you know, the All-Star game, which sounds fantastic down in LA this year in August, right, with the League MX All-Stars against the MLS All-Stars. How cool is that? An actual really competitive All-Star game. We just came off the Nations League final, right? One of the most exciting soccer games I've ever seen between Mexico and the United States. We got Leagues Cup coming up later this year for the Sounders. You know, you're seeing more and more integration within North America, and I think you're only going to see more of that leading up to the World Cup in 2026. You know, we already have Canada and the United States in one league. You know, who knows what happens in the future, but one of the really exciting opportunities of this, that by it being an MLS owned and operated entity collectively, allows us to really tap into some of those international opportunities as well. And I think that's going to really help us raise our level of competition.
It's sort of like I used to play ping pong with my dad, and he used to be an outstanding ping pong player. He probably still is. And he always said, and I always hated playing him because he was always so much better than me. And he always said, well, to be the best, you have to beat the best. You know, you have to play better competition in order to get better. So if you can have these lower division games against international teams and set up these matchups, it just allows those kids to play a better level of competition, right? And at the end of the day, when you look at the competitiveness of this new league, based on who will be playing, based on the ages of that, you want to maximize that talent and continue to push those kids by making them play better competition, right?
Absolutely right, Jackson. And you know, I'll modify what your ping pong analogy a little bit, and add a step. You know, playing against the best allows you to become the best, right? But playing with the best against the best is even better. Right. And so it's this idea of getting all the kids are playing all over the country right now. They're still all spread out. Right. And if you have an MLS pathway, an MLS branded pathway from the bottom all the way to the top, now that makes it clear to the marketplace and all the kids all everywhere in the United States and hopefully eventually Canada, too. And who knows down the road, maybe Mexico, too, that if you're in this pathway, you know, you got the best chance to be a professional soccer player. And by doing that, you're putting the best kids together, which is going to raise the level at starting an MLS next. And now they're going to be playing against the best, not just in the U.S., but potentially all over North America, maybe even outside of that. And then hopefully we're creating the best. So playing with the best against the best to be the best.
One more quick one on this program. We talked about how you want them to stay in Tacoma, want them to stay at Cheney Stadium, continue that Rainier partnership there. What does this mean for a soccer-specific stadium in Tacoma? We know the OL Reign have stepped up for more of an interest in building that stadium. Is that still the interest for the first team and for the organization to get a soccer-specific stadium down in Tacoma for Defiance to end up playing?
Yeah, look, I mean, we're going to be supportive of the Reign's efforts. You know, we have worked with them all along, you know, as you know, in pursuit of a stadium down there. We anticipate that we'll continue to do that. And, you know, we're really excited about the Reign being in this market. You know, I even had a chance to speak to OL, Olympic Lyonnais, their parent right now, an owner, and to get a chance to understand their vision for how they're going to approach it. And I think Bill Predmore did a really good interview this week talking about the Reign's ambitions. And from what I read, you know, ambitions for a 10,000-person stadium, et cetera. And so we'll continue to work with the Reign to see what's possible in Tacoma. And as I said, we're not going to close any doors. We're open to any possible outcome. And in the meantime, we're happy where we are, too. So, you know, for us, we're really excited to join this new lower division league and to hopefully make it, you know, the best pipeline to the Sounders we can possibly make it.
Awesome. Well, what news there on this new lower division league here for MLS that will start in 2022? Garth, I still have a few things for you. Can we take a quick break and come back with you and spend a few more minutes with you?
Sure. Let's do it.
Awesome. Well, we'll take a quick break, but before we do, I will tell all of you that tomorrow, June 23rd, your Seattle Sounders are returning to Lumen Field to take on Real Salt Lake, and we'll talk to Garth Lagerwey about that a little bit more here in a few minutes. But don't miss your chance to catch the action in person by purchasing tickets today at soundersfc.com/tickets. You can also watch the 7 p.m. contest on Joe TV, stream on Prime Video, and listen right here on Sports Radio 950 KJR AM, or for Spanish language, check out El Rey 1360. Tomorrow's match against RSL is presented by Prime Video, the official video streaming partner of Sounders FC. Be one of the first 10,000 fans at the match to receive a free Sounders FC rally towel, courtesy of Prime Video. So make sure you're in the building there at Lumen Field early. Pre-game is at 6:30, kickoff is at 7 o'clock, so make sure you get there early to get one of those rally towels. And then, in addition to tomorrow, June 23rd, you can also join Sounders FC this Saturday, June 26th, when the Rave Green welcome Cascadia rival Vancouver Whitecaps FC to Lumen Field. Get your tickets to the club's Pride match today by visiting soundersfc.com/tickets. You can also watch the 6 p.m. contest on Joe TV or Univision Seattle in Spanish, stream on Prime Video, and listen right here on Sports Radio 950 KJR AM, and for Spanish language, also, as I just mentioned, El Rey 1360. Saturday's match is presented by Starbucks. Starbucks and Sounders FC partnering together to celebrate Pride. Well, once again, we'll come back and we'll talk to the Sounders general manager and president of soccer, Garth Lagerwey. We'll talk to him about RSL coming up. Is Alex Roldan going to El Salvador to join their national team? That's a big question. Alex was going to join us on tonight's show. He can't do it, so Alex is going to join us next week, but we're going to spend an extra segment with Garth Lagerwey. That's coming up next on Sounders Weekly on Sports Radio 950 K.
Now back to Sounders Weekly on your home for Sounders FC, Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Welcome back, Sounders Weekly here on KJR. Thanks for staying with us over on the quick break there, and thanks to Garth Lagerwey, who's staying on hold. We still have Bill Riley and Andrew Harvey coming up a little bit later on in the show, but we welcome back on the Sounders general manager and president of soccer, Garth. Thanks for spending a few more minutes with us. This is obviously one of the longer chats here with all of this news over the new lower division league. If you're just joining us and you missed all of that, make sure you go check out the podcast. But Garth, on top of that, there's a few other things we want to get to. Let's quickly talk about the injury updates. And we mentioned earlier in the first segment about A.B. Sissoko getting that start, the great first impression we got of him. But Nuhu, the reason why A.B. Sissoko was starting was because Nuhu was a late scratch due to a left adductor strain. What can you tell us about this injury? How is he? What's the recovery timeline here?
We're not sure. It's a muscle injury, as you said, Jackson. He went with Cameroon, felt good enough after the Austin game to go with them. But had to come off during the Cameroon game. So, not clear exactly when it happened, how it happened. But we're going to be cautious with him, just as we've said with our guys all along. You know, we have other guys that can step up and fill in here. And when guys get a knock, then we're going to sit them out. We're going to keep them out until they're ready to come back 100%. So, I think it's something that it is a real injury. It's a muscle injury. Those don't heal overnight. But we're going to do our best to manage through it. And certainly Yamar and Shane and AB were lights out again against LA Galaxy, to say nothing of Steph Cleveland, who's had about as good a start to a Sounders career as I can imagine.
I mean, really, you look at the statistics right now, and this is throwing Stephen Fry in there as well, but 9 games, 4 goals, 0 in the run of play. Just how eye-opening and jaw-dropping is that stat? I mean, I haven't spent the time to go back and look at the record of games without giving up a goal in the run of play, but I'd assume that this is probably up there.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18+. Yeah, and from what I understand, that's a difficult stat to track. Like, I don't know if anybody tracks. And look, it's also a little bit of a statistical oddity, right? I mean, all the goals still count, right? If we give away a penalty kick every game, then we still are going to jeopardize our success. But look, we're on pace right now. 4 goals in 9 games, that'd be about 16, 17 goals in 34 games. And, that'd be the all-time record in the league. So it's a significant start. Last year we had, by expected goals, we had the number one defense in the league last year. I think we were third or fourth in terms of how we actually performed. But to be even better than that this year, is really a testament to, again, to our players and to our staff for preparing them. And, you know, I think the three center back formation is really working to our benefit there. And we've had great goalkeeping, consistently, across the last five seasons, really. So, we've been really fortunate there, to be firing on all cylinders. And again, we've had, JP having arguably his best season for us. I think he's second in the league in assists right now. So he's been lights out. And, you know, when we've had Kellen Rowe play well, and again, Leyva play well, and Atencio play well. So just a whole bunch of guys stepping up, defending front to back, the whole team defending collectively. And it's led to a pretty good record to start, 6-0-3, and hopefully we can build on that this week.
Yeah, hopefully. So you mentioned Josh Atencio there. We know he had the quad strain. He was apparently back at full training. How's he looking for this week with two matches here coming up?
I believe he will dress this week, whether that's tomorrow or that's Saturday. I'm not sure yet. But he's really, really close now. And again, we've been cautious with how we brought him back. But we believe now he's ready to go. And certainly as a kid, he's raring to go.
Awesome. Well, that's very good to hear about Josh Atencio. Look forward to seeing him back out there on the field, whether that's tomorrow or Saturday. It'll be great to see him back out there playing for the Sounders. Now, one thing that we know will be there tomorrow is a full crowd in the lower bowl. Yes, that's right. For those who don't know, we talked about it last week as well, just on the show in general, is that there are new capacity requirements and new capacity guidelines that Lumen Field has for Sounders games. And that is that for the next three games, that includes both tomorrow and for this weekend, the lower bowl for the Sounders is at full capacity. Vaccination requirements are in effect for that lower bowl. There is social distancing still for the 300 level, but for season ticket holders, you're back in your seats in the lower bowl. Vaccination requirements, of course, like I said. But Garth, we've been talking about getting back to normal for so long, week in and week out. We've used that term, getting back to normal, getting back to normal. We're finally there, right? Next three games, it'll look normal-ish. And then July 25th, we are fully back to normal, full stadium back open with no requirements. We're there, Garth. We're finally back to normal, roughly.
It's really exciting, man. Most importantly, it's exciting for society, for our country. We're getting back on our feet, you know, and we need to keep getting vaccinated. We need to help vaccinate the rest of the world. As we know from our scouting, we still can't safely travel a lot of places in the world. There's still a lot of countries and people that are affected and not able to get vaccinated or not able to get vaccinated as rapidly. So we got to keep our foot on the gas, so to speak, in that respect. But it's exciting to welcome a full lower bowl starting tomorrow night. Really looking forward to that. It'll be great to feel like the Sounders. I think there's a really big pent-up demand. Not just in Seattle, but all over the country. You know, you've seen these crowds that have just been stunning, you know, just so enthusiastic, so pumped to be back together safely and in a setting and, coming to a sporting event and doing it at Lumen Field at the site of so many exciting Sounders victories in the past. And, we're going to need the crowd. We got three games this week and we're a little bit depleted from a body's perspective. And, you know, we're going to need that crowd tomorrow night. We're going to need them again on the weekend. And RSL is a tough opponent, man. They've only lost one game this year. So I think, they're not going to sneak up on us. But if people want to come out and see a sneaky good game on a Wednesday, this is it, man. First game back. Come watch the Sounders and a team that's, I think, is going to be pretty tough to play against. I'm excited to be out.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Bill Riley, the RSL play-by-play voice, here in a little bit, but that's certainly an impressive team when you look at the 3-1-3 record. They have some good wins so far on the year. They acquired Bobby Wood. For those who don't know, Real Salt Lake brought on the former U.S. national team star Bobby Wood, who scored a whole bunch of goals for the U.S. national team. He's not on their roster right now, but that's an RSL team that certainly you'd think want to come into Seattle and make a statement rather than just coming in and getting a point against the Sounders. So we'll talk about that match with Bill Riley, their play-by-play voice, here in a little bit. But Garth, while I have you, really quick, let's talk about Alex Roldan, because that's the last point I want to hit before we end the interview today. And thank you again for spending all this extra time with us. Alex Roldan, the reports were out there that he is going to be joining El Salvador, that El Salvador has called him up for their national team for the upcoming Gold Cup, which is, of course, the tournament of all of the Central and North American teams. So for the Gold Cup coming up, Garth, is Alex Roldan going to be with El Salvador? What information do you have?
Yeah, no, we don't know yet. You know, that's up to Alex, and we're really proud of Alex. Alex has done really, really well. He's made amazing strides in his 4 years with us. And now he gets to have, you know, really cool individual conversations, and he gets to decide, you know, does he want to play for El Salvador? From what I understand, from a family perspective, he's also eligible to play for Guatemala. So I think the El Salvador one is a little bit more credible based on what we know right now. But ultimately it'd be up to Alex and what does he want to do and how does he see his career and what are next steps for him? So, you know, he's a great kid. It's a wonderful family. We've been really lucky to have a Roldan in our group. I think since the day I got here, I think one of the first things I did for the Sounders was draft Christian. So, you know, so it's been a real pleasure to have, not just Christian, but Alex and the team, to be able to draft both of them out of Seattle area schools. And, you know, they're a success story, man. You know, to think that Christian broke in, at 19 years old, and maybe it took Alex a little bit longer, but he's just been dynamite and he's been doing really, really well for us and really proud of him. Really excited for him to get these opportunities. And when he's ready to say something, when he's ready to make a commitment, then I'm sure he'll let us know.
Well, he will let us know. We'll hopefully have him on the show, and it sounds like we will have Alex Roldan on Sounders Weekly next week. I do want to put this out in the air for everybody to know, and I'm not sure you might already be aware of this, Garth, but for El Salvador, they have a World Cup qualifier in the octagonal stage on September 2nd against the U.S. men's national team. So you put it all together.
Wow.
I mean, let's say Alex is called up. Let's say Christian's called up. Could we finally see Alex v. Christian on the field in early September? How amazing would that be?
Well, you know, the guy you got to ask about that again is Alex, because from what I understand, there's some pretty legendary games that went on in the Roldan backyard, not just between them, but between them and Caesar, who's the head trainer for the Galaxy. So, Christian and Alex got to play against Caesar, at least indirectly, just over the weekend. And, you know, who knows what that would take on if they met in a World Cup qualifier. But again, exciting for both those guys, man, and a reflection of how well they've done, that they're getting opportunities like that.
Absolutely. Just outstanding seasons for both of them. Well, Garth, that's all that we have time for. Thank you so much for spending an extra segment with us. I know it was just not even foreseen, but I'm glad we can call you into duty for an extra few minutes. Thank you for all the info. Awesome to hear about all the new lower division league information. We'll continue to talk about that in the months to come as more news emerges on that and Defiance. But thank you for all the time today.
Awesome. Thanks for having me again, Jackson. And you know, just a lot of fun to think about and contemplate the new MLS league and that final piece of the bridge between MLS Next and the Sounders. And I think it's something that's going to make us even better, make us even more competitive, and hopefully produce even better players as we move forward in the years ahead.
Couldn't agree more. It'll be fun to watch. Garth, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Jackson.
Well, all of that news there from Garth Lagerwey, Sounders General Manager, President of Soccer. How about that? The new lower division league there. If you missed any of that conversation in our first segment, make sure you check out the podcast, sportsradiokjr.com, and the iHeartRadio app. Just search Sounders Weekly. All those injury updates, so we'll stay tuned on those. The muscle injury there for Nuhu. So, you know, again, if A.B. Sissoko, Shane O'Neill, and Yamar Gomez Andrade, if those are your three tomorrow in that back line against RSL, that's not a bad thing. That's a very, very strong threesome that kept Chicharito off the score sheet. And that's a guy that had 7 goals in 7 games, right? So pretty decent job from them, as we saw. I think that they should be able to handle Real Salt Lake. We'll talk to Bill Riley here in a few minutes about that RSL team. But before we get there, you heard so much of Garth talking about Tacoma Defiance, and it sounds like that will stay Tacoma Defiance down there at Cheney Stadium. Let's get an update on everything going on in the South Sound. OL Reign, I believe, are in action right now, but Andrew Harvey, Tacoma Defiance play-by-play voice, each week gives us 60 seconds on the South Sound with everything going on down there at Cheney Stadium.
Well, the weather's not the only thing bringing the heat in the South Sound this week, Jackson. OL Reign are underway right now against the Chicago Red Stars at Cheney Stadium. The club is hoping to rebound quickly from a 2-1 loss last weekend to the North Carolina Courage on the road, though that match did feature a great goal from midfielder Jess Fishlock in the dying minutes to help prove that Fish and Chips is still a Northwest classic. That match can be viewed right now on Twitch. OL Reign is also in action at home this weekend. They'll take on Gotham FC on Saturday at 1 p.m. for the club's Pride match celebration. If you're not pulling double home game duty that day and have to catch the match on TV, it'll be airing on Paramount Plus. Tacoma Defiance is looking to put a dreary road trip behind them that saw them go 0-3 with one match postponed due to weather. Still, Defiance broke a scoring drought in a 4-2 loss to Colorado Springs last Wednesday. They're in action twice this week, playing RSL affiliate Real Monarchs tomorrow at 7 p.m. Do you reckon they got a group rate on the airfare with the senior team, Jackson? They'll also face off against LA Galaxy 2 on Sunday at 1 p.m. I'll be on the call for both those matches on ESPN+. I'm Andrew Harvey, and this has been 60 Seconds in the South Sound.
Andrew Harvey, Tacoma Defiance play-by-play voice. Great stuff there on all things going on at Cheney Stadium. As he said, OL Reign currently playing on Twitch. If you want to watch that match and listen to the show at the same time, you can do so because Twitch, of course, is that online streaming service. So you can do both at the same time. You don't even have to pick one or the other. If you're driving right now, though, of course, just stay tuned to us. When you get home, you can watch the second half of OL Reign there on Twitch. And then all the updates there on Tacoma Defiance. Thanks again to Andrew Harvey. Well, before we take a break, I will tell you that Resilience, Seattle Pride's two-day virtual LGBTQIA+ celebration, is taking place this Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can learn more about the event, including how you can catch musical performances from Big Freedia and Mary Lambert, thought-provoking presentations, and other programming by visiting seattlepride.org. That's seattlepride.org. And you can join the Sounders this Saturday, June 26th, when the Rave Green welcome Cascadia rival Vancouver Whitecaps FC to Lumen Field. You can get your tickets to the club's Pride match today by visiting soundersfc.com/tickets. You can also watch the 6 p.m. contest on Joe TV or Univision Seattle in Spanish, and of course stream on Prime Video and listen right here on Sports Radio 950 KJR AM. And for Spanish language, check out El Rey 1360. Saturday's match is presented by Starbucks. Starbucks and Sounders FC partnering together to celebrate Pride. We will take a break and we will come back and preview the Sounders' next match. It's not Vancouver coming up this weekend. It's actually RSL tomorrow. It'll be a 7 p.m. kickoff, 6:30 pregame right here on KJR. And we will be joined by the play-by-play voice of Real Salt Lake, Bill Riley with ESPN 700. Bill Riley will break down this match like nobody else can. Coming up next on Sounders Weekly on Sports Radio 950.com.
Now back to Sounders Weekly on your home for Sounders FC, Seattle's Sports Radio 950, KJR.
Welcome back, Sounders Weekly on your radio home for the Rave Green, Sports Radio 950 KJR. Jackson Feltz here, and it's time, as always in our final segment, to preview the Sounders' next match. That's coming up tomorrow against Real Salt Lake, 7 p.m. kickoff, 6:30 pregame here on KJR. And joining us now to preview the match is RSL's play-by-play voice from ESPN 700, Bill Riley. Good evening, Bill. How are you?
Jackson, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. Let's talk about RSL's season so far. The match just last Friday against Vancouver, 3-3-1, or 3-1-3, depending on where you want to put the draws and losses. A really good start to the season so far for RSL. Take us through it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Well, there wasn't much expectation with this team coming in. Ownership's still in limbo right now. But the front office has done a pretty good job of putting some pieces in place with some good young talent. And it's the second year for Freddie Juarez being head coach. Last year was kind of weird with COVID and everything else. And they've played well. They haven't played great, but they've played well. And they played well enough that they have one loss on the season, 3 wins and 3 draws. So as of right now, it's pretty good. And there's help on the way. Bobby Woods on the way. Mm-hmm. They've got an Argentine winger by the name of Johnny Menendez on the way. And they've got a Croatian center back on the way. So this has been a solid team so far. And then you throw in the potential of a good winger from Argentina and Bobby Wood, who's a proven commodity with U.S. men's national team and playing for 10 years in the Bundesliga. And I think there's some thought that this RSL team, if it all comes together, could be a pretty good team in Major League Soccer moving forward this summer.
Absolutely. Bill Riley's our guest. He's the voice of Real Salt Lake. They're with ESPN 700. And, Bill, you mentioned Bobby Wood. I want to ask you about him in just a moment. Take us through this last weekend's game on Friday night against Vancouver. I understand that Vancouver's home stadium is actually RSL Stadium, right? So it was an RSL home game, but on top of it, this was a weird match in the sense of it's Vancouver playing at their home stadium as an away team against Salt Lake, but you guys come out on top 3-1.
Yeah, it was the Salt Lake Derby is what it was Friday night. It wasn't a very pretty match. It wasn't a great match. But RSL got two goals in stoppage time to win it 3-1. And, you know, it's 3 points. They don't ask you how you got them. They just ask how many you got. And they got 3 points. So it's a good performance. And again, with help on the way, they're excited about it. But it pushed them over the playoff line. And they're in a good spot right now, and you know, we'll see what happens. You know, they're not going to get all these guys in at the same time. The international players are still trying to get their interviews and their green cards or their visas, I should say, all in order. But Bobby Wood's been here for 3 weeks now, and there's an outside chance, maybe just maybe, he could be available for selection on Wednesday night.
Oh, see, now that was the next question, was Bobby Wood. And if you're an American soccer fan out there listening, you've probably heard and seen Bobby Wood play for the U.S. national team. And, you know, Bill, you're somebody who's obviously watched him in here in the first few weeks here. You said he could be available. If he is available, what sort of talent does he bring?
Well, he's a goal scorer. He's true number nine, something that RSL hasn't happened and hasn't really had in 5 or 6 years since Alvaro Saborillo played here for Real Salt Lake. Now, again, I say he might be. There's no guarantee. He's still trying to get his kind of his legs and his conditioning underneath him. It's you know, he didn't play a lot at the end of the Bundesliga season. Then he took a month off. He had a child was born. So he's trying to get acclimated to the team still. He's been training and looks good in training by all accounts. But, you know, it's really going to be up to Freddy Juarez. He wasn't in the 18 last Saturday. So there's no guarantee on Wednesday night he'll be available for selection either. But if he is, my guess would be it wouldn't be as a starter. It would be, you know, they would probably ease him in as a guy that's available for selection in the 18. Maybe you get him 15 or 20 or 25 minutes off the bench if that's needed. But he's going to be somebody who can provide consistent goal scoring. It's what he's done with the national team. It's what he did when he played at the Bundesliga. But he'll have competition. Rubio Rabin's been one of the really cool stories in the early portions of the Major League Soccer season. He was kind of a guy that was a forgotten guy with U.S. soccer and had played overseas and played in Mexico. He's got 4 goals and 2 assists in the early going. So, you know, there's no guarantee and there's no promise of starting time or playing time for Bobby Wood. He'll have to earn it, but you know, I think the expectation is he'll add some firepower up front.
Absolutely, he will. Well, Sounders facing Real Salt Lake tomorrow. Pre-match right here on KJR is at 6:30. Kickoff right after 7 o'clock here on KJR. And the voice of Real Salt Lake, Bill Riley, is our guest. You mentioned Rubio there. Let's go through some of the other players we know that will be likely on the field tomorrow night here at Lumen Field. We know the names, and if you're a Sounder fan, you certainly know the names, Albert Rusnak and Demir Krylock. But Bill, take us through those guys, what they had, and then everybody else that certainly Seattle fans need to watch out for as being dangerous people on the field tomorrow.
Well, obviously, Rubio Rabin, we talked about. Yep. Anderson Julio is a Ecuadorian winger they added from Mexico. He's on loan here. He had a good early start. He's got really good pace on the wings. Krylock has been really good. I mean, Demir is probably the most consistent player. He got the 2 goals in the brace on Friday night, including kind of the dagger goal late in stoppage time. You know, Rusnak's been an interesting story this year. Still wildly talented, but has very little production to show. Got his first assist of the season, no goals through 7 matches on Friday night. So still, you know, still kind of waiting to get him unlocked a little bit for the season. Everton Louise in the midfield back. It's good to have him back. He provides a little bit of bite and the ability to get forward as well. And then, of course, the back line, Aaron Herrera on the outside and Justin Glad in the middle, and then the man that was the third keeper for the U.S. men's national team during the CONCACAF Nations Cup tournament, a talented young player. He was the U-23 keeper as well, David Ochoa.
Pablo Ruiz as well. Last year, I think it was, was it October or somewhere around then, there was the game down in RSL where he had that just remarkable kick from long distance that glances off of, I think, a Sounders defender head. It goes into one of the corners. Fry can't get it. Just one of the most remarkable goals we saw during the 2020 season. All right, Bill, last thing here as we look ahead to this match here tomorrow night. Sounders obviously off to a just record start at 6-0-3. For RSL coming in, midweek match, is it coming to Seattle to just try to get a point, or is it let's go get all three and make a statement in Seattle?
Well, I mean, you're always playing for three. To me, when you don't play on turf, and that turf in Seattle is always a little tricky to navigate, at least early on, to me, it's how do you navigate the first 15 or 20 minutes of the match? You know, if you hold your own, if you navigate it, if you figure the turf out, you're in good shape. If you get to, see, to me, the problem is always when you get down an early goal in Seattle, then they can put the pressure on you. So to me, for Real Salt Lake, yeah, if you get out of there with a point tomorrow night, it's great. Three's even better. But how do you negotiate the early ongoing? How do you withstand the early pressure? Because Seattle will come out to play early. RSL's not a team to sit back now. They'll get out and play. But if they can navigate the first 15, 20, 25 minutes and kind of figure out the tosses and turns and bumps and bounces on that turf, I think they've got a chance. If they get down early and have to play from behind up there, it becomes really difficult.
Okay, well, we'll see how Freddy Juarez and Brian Schmetzer play that chess match, and we'll see all the bumps and the turns there in the first 15 minutes. It'll be fun to watch tomorrow, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock here on KJR. Bill, have a good call. Thanks so much for joining us here tonight. Should be a fun one tomorrow.
Hey, Jackson, thanks for having me. Take care.
Bill Riley, play-by-play voice of RSL on ESPN 700. Thanks to Bill for giving us some time late tonight. They're an hour ahead of us, so thanks to Bill for staying up late. He also hosts a show there on ESPN 700, so we appreciate all of his time. But that is the Sounders' next match. Of course, they play Vancouver, as we mentioned, coming up this weekend. It'll be on Saturday against the Whitecaps, 6 p.m. kickoff at Lumen Field. But that next match is tomorrow, June 23rd, when your Seattle Sounders return to Lumen Field to take on Real Salt Lake. Don't miss your chance to catch the action in person by purchasing tickets today at soundersfc.com/tickets. You can also watch the 7 p.m. contest on Joe TV, stream on Prime Video, and of course, listen right here on Sports Radio 950 KJR AM. And for Spanish language, check out El Rey 1360. Tomorrow's match is presented by Prime Video, the official video streaming partner of Sounders FC. Be one of the first 10,000 fans at the match to receive a free Sounders FC rally towel courtesy of Prime Video. Make sure you're one of those 10,000 to get that rally towel. That'll be fun to wave those around when the Sounders score a goal, because they inevitably will tomorrow. So make sure you get into the building to get one of those. And as Garth and I were talking about, lower bowl back to full capacity. This will be an awesome thing tomorrow for the next three matches to see the lower bowl back at full capacity. Vaccination requirements are in effect. If you are a season ticket holder in the lower bowl, you're back to your seats. If you remain unvaccinated, you can socially distance in the 300 level. There's something for everyone, but it'll be great to see the stadium getting back to roughly normal tomorrow. Cannot wait for that. So we will talk to you tomorrow night, Sounders, Real Salt Lake. It'll be a 6:30 pregame and a 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll talk to you from Lumen.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.